over the weekend, the Democratic Party began to feel nostalgia and started drafting its official policy platform, the first opportunity to gauge the clout of the Bernie Sanders movement. Remember that? That made the primary campaign difficult for presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. What do you think? Is Senator Sanders crowing here?
We won some very, very important victories in our effort to try to make it clear to the American people that the Democratic Party stands with the middle class, stands with working families, and is prepared to take on Wall Street and the big money interest. But we lost some very important fights. We're going to take that fight to Orlando, where the entire committee meets in 2 weeks. And if we don't succeed there, we're certainly going to take it to the floor of the Democratic Convention.
Senator Sanders on CNN's State of the Union over the weekend. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, welcome.
Hi, John.
So I can't quite figure it out. Sanders says he's voting for Hillary Clinton, but it's not an endorsement?
It's not the kind of endorsement that Hillary Clinton's going to need from Bernie Sanders if she wants to make sure that she shores up all of that progressive energy in the general election that she's going to need. So even myself talking to a lot of Democrats over the weekend about this draft platform and about the relationship now between Sanders and Clinton, many of them Clinton supporters, of course, disappointed that Sanders hasn't endorsed yet, but says that just has to come at the convention when he speaks. They need the word endorsement out of his mouth. And many of them think that the concessions now that Sanders has gotten in this draft platform is going to help with that. Let me tell you what Sanders has won in pushing the Democratic platform to a more progressive, more left place than it's ever been, according to him. The $15 minimum wage, John, is in there. Now, Hillary Clinton, as you know, is only for $12. So that's a Sanders concession. There are steps in that platform toward breaking up big banks that are too big to fail. They call it the new Glass-Steagall language. That's in the Democratic platform. And it also now calls for the abolition of the death penalty, something Hillary Clinton favors in certain circumstances. John, Bernie Sanders didn't get a lot of things, and he lost in some key areas here. There is no ban on hydraulic fracking that the Sanders campaign desperately wanted. There's no calls for a carbon tax, even though there is some strong language on climate change, as you can imagine. Bernie Sanders wants to expand Medicare into national single-payer health care, and the platform does not call for that because it still calls for building on the successes of Obamacare. And here's the big one, trade, TPP. We have all seen Sanders' strong position against TPP, and Hillary Clinton is now against TPP after being for it in Obama's first term. However, that draft document, that platform, John, does not call for the overturning of TPP, and they just couldn't do it. Why? Because Barack Obama's for it, and they don't want a Democratic Party platform that goes directly against the interests and the policies of the president as he leaves office. It does have language in there saying you have to protect workers' rights and the environment and some of the things that you might expect.
Well, they're also trying to preempt Donald Trump, who's big on this whole trade thing. I think we should note that Bernie Sanders, for all his crowing, didn't get living wage, maybe $15 an hour, but he didn't get living wage, and that was a big issue with him.
Yeah, no, it definitely was, although I think he can claim at least the rhetorical victory here because 15 was the number throughout the campaign that Sanders did glom onto, and he got that in the platform. The question, does that ever go to a congressional vote where they get a $15 national minimum wage? Would a President Clinton sign that? That's one for the future, and that's the difference between party platforms and making laws, John.
Well, no raise for you, Todd. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.